Welcome back to Health Tech Talk, broadcasting from iHeartRadio Studios at 640 WGST and being broadcast worldwide on the iHeartRadio Network. I am Ben Choder, and with me is Adam Griff. He is the COO of MedStarter. It's a crowdfunding site dedicated to healthcare. So, Adam, I want to jump right back into our first part of our audience who just joined us. Give us a brief overview. MedStarter is basically a Kickstarter meets an incubator for healthcare-related ideas. And give me a couple thoughts on what kind of products are they coming. Are they all devices? Are they treatments? Are they ways for hospitals and payers to save money? Really, what do you see coming through the doors of MedStarter?
You know, MedStarter sees a wide diversity of project types. But I think we're really focused on digital devices and diagnostics. Within that range, we have both consumer-oriented and enterprise-oriented startups who have come through us. So everything from on the digital side to David Chase's Avato, which was acquired by WebMD, was one of our first startup campaigns very early when he had a kind of just an initial prototype. To Fred Trotter's open kind of data doctor social graph, raised a really significant number of funds with MedStarter, and then went on to be a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation pioneer. To more consumer-oriented things, like for instance, the Misfit Shine, which is rocking it right now, did an early campaign on.
Wow! So Sunny Vu and Misfit Shine, besides doing the Indiegogo, also put the product on MedStarter.
Yes. So
that is awesome. I think that's incredible. You know, again, to the audience out there, if you have a healthcare idea, listen, healthcare is a huge, huge industry. And as we mentioned before the break, over $4 billion has been invested just last year alone, which is more than double than the year before, and it keeps on growing, and we have not tipped the iceberg on it. And this is everything from wearable devices to product patient products to saving money for hospitals. The sky's the limit of what you could come up with. They need ideas. So Adam, we're looking for more companies. MedStarter's doors are open and you're doing business. And if you had to give any advice to an entrepreneur out there, what area in healthcare should they be looking at, and how do they get into MedStarter?
You know, I think that rather than, I would say, chase trends within healthcare, is that look, you know, to your experiences within the healthcare system, whether as a patient or as a clinician, whatever your relationship is to it, and identify those like pain points. There are a huge number of pain points that need to be addressed. That's the kind of project that will get a great response from the crowd on MedStarter, because they can identify with exactly that problem. In terms of starting a campaign on our site, all you need to do is just go to our website, go to MedStarter's website, MedStarter.com. We drop the E, just like Kickstarter, or email us at info@MedStarter.com, and we'll really walk you through the process with a campaign strategist that will really kind of explain step by step how a campaign works and what it can provide.
Which is really cool. So it's not like the other crowdfunding sites where it's just upload your video. You have a physical person. It's not all virtual, who's going to help you get the most out of your campaign. Am I right?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, healthcare is a bit of a different beast. And so we want to, like an accelerator, we work with the individual entrepreneurs on their campaigns to make sure it's successful.
So what organizations are you partnering with? I noticed on the website I saw a couple name brand organizations out there that you're doing campaigns with or programs with. So it's not just MedStarter by themselves.
Right. So we have a partnership model as well. We have this great partnership model. MedStarter is a great partnership model called Crowd Challenges. It works very similar to other types of challenges, but it includes kind of a crowdfunding component of the challenge as well. And we're doing one right now with the American Heart Association, $25,000 in prizes. The winners will get the pitch in front of the on April 22nd at the Health Science Innovation Forum in front of all those amazing investors and providers. So I would, if you have a startup right now that kind of addresses issues in cardiovascular health, heart health, you should apply. And you can do that by going to hitforum.medstarter.com.
That's awesome. And so, Adam, how does your organization make money? How does MedStarter make money?
MedStarter makes money just like Kickstarter does. We make money by taking a percentage of the campaigns.
So there's a percentage involved. So I'm not really paying a lot up front, but if we raise a lot of money, MedStarter makes money.
If you raise a lot of money, the risk, there's no upfront cost. The risks to you are minimal. Only, if you have a successful campaign, we take a percentage of that successful campaign. If your campaign is not successful, we take that risk. MedStarter takes that risk with you. We've put in a lot of effort to help you. If it doesn't work out, we don't get paid either.
I just want to remind everyone, you're listening to Health Tech Talk, broadcasting live from 640 WGST at iHeartRadio Studios, and we're broadcasting globally on the iHeartRadio Network. But Adam, one of the cool things I think also is you guys also do an element of screening, right? So it's not just like anybody could come up with an idea. And the reason I ask this is I'm a huge believer in crowdfunding. I love the Jobs Act. I like the ability that I can invest in a company, I could buy product on it. I love what everyone in your space is doing. But I'm always worried there could be an element of fraud. And when you get to healthcare, it gets even a little bit more tricky and more legal. And sometimes even the FDA is involved. So what elements of screening do you do to protect the general public who's looking to invest on MedStarter?
MedStarter has an extensive application process that we ask each company to go through. We look at that, and basically we then take that application and show it to subject matter experts in the area as well to make sure that it's a legitimate company with a legitimate solution.
So basically you've done your own due diligence. You've helped me as general public, or my audience as the public. You've done some due diligence for us.
Yes. Now, yes, we have done some initial due diligence. These are early startups, so you should be cognizant of what stage these products are in.
And I'll add, as a serial entrepreneur and investor myself, I could actually say, listen, it's buyer beware. You're investing. If investing was easy, everyone would invest and everyone would make lots of money. It is an investment. You are making a pick on a company so many things have to go their way. They have to execute. They have to close business. Their technology has to keep on working. They have to go through legal. So not every company makes it, but at least you're doing a little bit of the screening for me and helping me at least know that what I'm looking at should be okay.
Yes. MedStarter tries to help those solutions and those startups that are solving real problems for patients and clinicians. So our screening process is based on making sure that it's a legitimate solution with a legitimate product. People can support it because they believe in the idea and they think the team can execute on the solution. We're not as focused on, let's say, an investor like a due diligence on a business model.
Right.
We're focused on the quality of the solution and product.
That's great. You guys are sort of like a technology company too. So your technology is not like everybody else's out there. There's a little secret sauce in the MedStarter site itself, right?
Yeah. So because MedStarter cultivates a specific crowd, because we're not just a healthcare crowd, we're not just driving fundraising, but we use the site to drive engagement and allow the startups to connect with the people supporting, liking, donating to their campaigns, and we're always developing kind of new ways to accomplish that and connect them.
How important is video for someone's campaign?
Video is absolutely important. That is just true for the web in general. I was just reading something about the Washington Post, 50% of their traffic to their online site is to video, not to their copy.
That's amazing numbers. So if I was going to start a campaign, a Kickstarter campaign, a MedStarter campaign, any campaign, I need to create a video. Any tips in creating a video? What should the length be? What messaging do I need to get out there in a short time?
For healthcare, because people really want to understand, most of the videos on MedStarter are 2 to 3 minutes, but we've MedStart has seen successful videos that have gone much beyond 3 minutes. I think at every point you have to ask yourself, am I still engaging them? Within the first 5 seconds, do they want to listen more? At the 15-second more, do I have something that will keep them there? And then once you get them past a minute, they're hooked. But you do have to kind of look at those first few seconds, find a clear emotional appeal so they understand how your solution is really going to make a difference. Then you can start to dive in more and more of the technical details and the background of the team and so on.
Right. So it's like the three W's. You got to tell me who you are, you got to tell me what you are, and you got to tell me why I got to invest. And you got to get that information out clearly in a short amount of time.
Right. And clearly about, you know, how this makes a difference for people that live healthcare every day, for the clinicians and the patients. Don't get bogged down in the beginning of like the technical details. A lot of times that happens, we find, with when clinicians and scientists, researchers come to the site and try to create.
You guys are sort of like Shark Tank for healthcare. I think it's
we
amazing.
There are some overlaps, yes. So,
and I only have a couple seconds left. So how many companies at a time does MedStart take on?
You know, we do have this high-touch approach. So we'll take up to, MedStart will have up to, depending on the complexity of 10 to 20 companies a month is what we can take on. We've helped, we've had over 100 successful campaigns that, and this is really important, that including on the money they raise online, but also offline money they've raised.
Wow.
Because of the awareness.
Adam, I wish I could continue, but I got to go to commercial break. This was amazing. I want to thank everyone at 1-800-PUBLIC-RELATIONS for all their PR and media support, and to everyone at Stream VPG for all their help, and especially to Adam and everyone at MedStarter. And we'll be back in a couple seconds.